we just can't make this up.
Okay, so you know how the everyone likes to spread the hashtag no regrets? Well, this guy does have one very big regret. His name legally used to be Ben. That's the name he was born with. But he was so obsessed with Michael Jackson growing up. He actually says he spent $1 million over the past 25 years on Michael Jackson memorabilia and trips.
Oh, geez.
And he was so obsessed, he thought it'd be a great idea to legally change his name to Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
4 years ago.
What made me change my name to Michael Jackson? I was a very big fan, a lifelong fan, and at the time I thought it was maybe a nice tribute to him.
So obviously now with the latest documentary and everything, he wants to change his name back. He says he thinks it could be preventing him from getting a job.
Yeah.
Really?
No duh.
Yep. A guy dressed in a full body unicorn costume robbed a convenience store in Baltimore on Saturday. He smashed the register, he stole money and cigarettes, and even tried to jump into his accomplice's getaway car.
Our officers began responding, and they were given details that the suspect was dressed as a unicorn and armed with a crowbar. A unicorn mask or being dressed as a unicorn is certainly unique and not something that we encounter every day.
They really went to great lengths to mask their identity, obviously. See a lot of horses, but I don't really see a lot of unicorns around here.
He ended up losing control of the car, hitting a tree, and that's how he got arrested. So someone just paid, and listen carefully, $1.4 million for a pigeon.
What?
A pigeon. Remember when people used to tease Michael,
yes.
Mike Tyson when he had that reality show about pigeons? Yeah, we're not laughing now. It's a champion Belgian racing pigeon. His name is Armando, and the winning bidder was an anonymous buyer from China, where apparently long-distance pigeon racing is a big deal. They plan to breed it. They say he's like the fastest pigeon on the planet. $1.4 million for a pigeon.
I only want a pigeon if they're delivering messages like Game of Thrones.
That's true. That's how you know they're fast. They get all over the world, faster than dragons. And finally, McDonald's is teaming up with Lazy Boy to create a McDonald's-themed couch. It's something they're doing with Uber Eats. It's called the McDelivery Couch. It has four reclining seats, two McFlurry coolers built into the center consoles, light-up cup holders, and built-in phone chargers.
Right.
If you're interested, you have to win it through the Uber Eats app.
We just can't make this up.
KMXP, Kansas City.
Woo! Are you ready?
Transmitting live from the heart of Westport.
Kansas City's number one.